From the pages of God Bless America magazine, this article is entitled, It is Time for Some Good News by Scott Pauley, narrated by Gordon Dixon. Civilizations crumble and cultures corrode, not because of political or economic issues, but because of spiritual ones. Sin destroys everything it touches. The daily news cycle is full of war, strife, murder, perversion, and every type of corruption, because this is what happens when men rebel against God. The only thing that can transform a life or a nation is the good news of salvation through the Lord Jesus. It is the gospel of Christ that makes all the difference. The Christian message is not one of moral reformation or societal improvement. It is the truth that sinners need a Savior, and His name is Jesus. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the first century believers living in Rome, conditions were not favorable for followers of Christ. Rome was the worldwide center of commerce and trade. It was a city of material wealth and prosperity, and yet it was a place filled with idolatry and immorality. Nero became emperor at 16 years of age. This vile man assassinated his own mother, killed two wives, married a man, and finally took his own life at the age of 30. The Roman government was no friend to God. Nero would lead a great wave of persecution against the church and would eventually have their chief spokesman, Paul, put to death. Yet Paul does not spend his ink, his time, or his energy attacking Nero. The preacher led no political uprising or riot. Instead, he used his influence to spread the gospel. In this very doctrinal treatise, he advises believers to honor authorities, obey the law, and demonstrate the love of God, according to Romans chapter 13. He knew that the weapons in this raging conflict are not physical, but spiritual, according to 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 4. The Word of God, the power of prayer, and the enabling of the Holy Spirit are at our disposal. Our assignment is to do what no one else can. Get the gospel to every person, according to Mark 16 and verse 15. In evil days and a troubled nation, we are called to be ambassadors for Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 20. The apostle began his inspired letter to the Romans this way, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Romans 1 and verse 1. Immediate attention is brought to Jesus Christ and to the gospel of God. The name of God is found 153 times in Romans because this book is about God. We must acknowledge that men cannot do what only God can do, and only God can change the human heart. If you truly know Christ is your Savior, you have both the opportunity and the responsibility to share the gospel with others. It's time to take it personally. Paul gave three gospel statements that we can make our own. I am debtor, both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. Romans 1 and verse 14. Those who have received the wonderful truth of the forgiveness of sins and peace with God are obligated to give it to others. We are not in debt to sinners because of what they have done for us or deserve from us. We are in debt because we have been entrusted with the good news that everyone must hear. The gospel cuts through prejudice, party, and preference. All people need Christ. So much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Romans 1 and verse 15. Are you ready? Settle the matter of your salvation. Consider what Christ has done in your life. Then, simply share what you know. This is something all of us can do where we are. Don't wait for Rome to improve or conditions to become more favorable for Christians. People need Christ now. He is the only hope for this world and the world to come. Be ready. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Romans 1 and verse 16. Sinners have become very open about their rebellion in these days. The blush and shame are gone. It is time for those who believe the gospel to be bold about giving it. This is our moment, and we must not miss it. God has allowed us to live at this critical time in our nation. True Christians must say, I am debtor, I am ready, I am not ashamed. We cannot change everyone, but we can reach someone. We cannot do everything, we can do something. Like Paul, let's give ourselves to God and the work of the gospel. May the final words of Paul to the Romans be our prayer. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.